And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning as we wrap up this four-game series between the Giants and the Padres. And yesterday, it was all Giants as they beat the Padres 3-1 behind a complete game from Carlos Rodon, an outstanding game for the lefty. He runs his record to 8-5. He beat Yu Darvish, who did not get a decision in the game. But for the Giants, it's one they needed. They broke that five-game losing streak to San Diego. They won a game over 500 now at 42-41 with 79 more to go. For the Giants, it was 3-7-1 yesterday, 8 left on base. The Padres 1-3-0. They left 4 on base, and really the second inning was the big deal for the Padres. They got 3 hits. And Carlos Rodon was just terrific. He really was. He goes the complete game. He goes 9 innings, gives up the 3 hits in the second inning, didn't give up a hit the rest of the game. At one point, he retired 21 in a row. He ended up retiring 22 of 23. It was only a walk to Luke Voit in the 9th inning that marred that performance, and then he got Alfaro on a strikeout, and then they celebrated the complete game for Carlos Rodon. And for everyone understanding pitching, that's the way you're supposed to pitch. You're supposed to pitch a complete game. That's the way it works. And Carlos Rodon did it, and they acted like it was the winning game of a World Series, and it was. It was a big deal for the Giants, a big deal for Rodon to get out there and win the game the way he did. Second inning, as I say, was the story yesterday in the game. For the Giants, they did take a 1-0 lead in the second. As Brandon Belt, he's starting to hit. He got a double yesterday, a nice shot, almost hit it out. Gonzalez, nice to have him back. He draws a walk. Villar got a base hit to right field. And then Craw comes through with a sacrifice fly, put the Giants up 1-0, and then they could have added on. But Mike Yastrzemski continues his woes. He did go 1-for-4 yesterday, but for Yaz, boy, 15 for 108, 9 for 75, and he popped out. And then Austin Wins grounded out to third, and that was it for the Giants, that one run. They did get two later on. In the second inning for Rodon, this is the only inning that he really had trouble. Alfaro gets the base hit. Nola, base hit. The rookie Rooker, he strikes out. Grisham, a base hit to load the bases. And then Azucar hit a ground ball down to Belt, and the Giant defense once again fails him. Belt kicked it. The run scored. He got an RBI. But then Kim came up, and Rodon just took care of him. 1-2-3. Ground ball down to second. Flores turned it over with Crawford, and that was the end of the inning for the Padres. And that is the last inning that they did anything in this game on Saturday. The Giants win it 3-1. Behind a complete game from Carlos Rodon, he goes to 8-5, 41,714 there, 2 hours, 51 minutes, and the Giants ended up winning it 3-1. So how did they get the winning runs? Well, it came in the 8th inning. Darvish was gone. Garcia came in. The Padre bullpen is vulnerable. I don't care what anybody says. Peterson was in there, and I'm glad he was. Garcia was nervous. He wouldn't throw him a strike. That brought up Wilmer Flores, one of the clutch hitters for the Giants. He's not been hitting great lately, but Garcia hung a pitch to him. Flores didn't miss it, and he knocked it into the left field seats. 378 feet away, his 10th homer of the year, a two-run shot. It gives him 43 RBIs, and it put the Giants up 3-1, and they did not look back. Behind the wonderful pitching of Carlos Rodon, the complete game for him. Last complete game for the Giants was June of 2021 as Anthony DeSclafani, Disco, remember him? He pitched that one. In baseball, even in 2022, there's only been a handful in the teens of complete games this year. So for Rodon, it was a big deal. 99 pitches through 8 innings. He ended up throwing 112. His arm didn't fall off, as Bruce Jenkins likes to say, and he got it done. And a very, very nice win for the Giants yesterday. Estrada got a stolen base. He and Slater can run a little bit. his 12th steal of the year in 14 attempts. That was nice to see. And the Giants got the win. They've lost 8 of 10. They've now lost 14 of 19. But all looked better yesterday as they beat the Padres 3-1. On the road, they're 21-21. On the trip, they're 2-4. Against the West, they even their record at 13-13. Against the Padres now, they're 3-6. I'll put it that way. Padres are 6-3. For the Padres at home, 23-19. Against the West, they're 17-15. And the error for Belt, that's about 50 errors for the Giants. Wow, 50 errors for them. That's a lot more than they had last year. And the defense has cost them a number of games. I'm not impressed with this Padre team, I must tell you. And I've said it before, they don't hit a lot. They're very vulnerable to lefties. We'll talk about our Perry's preview in a second. But this, other than Machado, who really was responsible for the Thursday and Friday wins, this is a team that can be dealt with by a good left-handed pitcher. And I think we'll talk about that one today. The Dodgers did win last night over the Cubs. That's 9 straight. Padres are now 7 back. The Giants 12.5. The Giants trail the Phillies in the wild card by 3. St. Louis 3.5 behind Milwaukee. Boy, St. Louis, 2 shutouts in a row at the hands of the Phillies. Atlanta got Washington again. They are 2.5 back of the Mets. The Phillies that win over the Cardinals, they are now 7 back. And Miami kicked it away to the Mets in the 10th inning. An error scored 2 runs last time that happened for the Mets, 1986. And that was the ball that Mookie Wilson hit down to Bill Buckner in the World Series. I'm sure everyone remembers that. The Marlins are now 12 back. All right, let's take a look at our Perry's preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. 31-year-old lefty Alex Wood goes to the hill today. 231st game, 181st start. I like a lefty against the Padres. Wood is 5-7 with a .483 earned run average. The whip is 133. Now, he has seen San Diego twice already. 7 1/3 innings, 13 hits, which is kind of typical for him. 7 runs, only 1 homer, 3 walks, and 10 strikeouts. In 16 games, he's gone 78 1/3 innings, 84 hits, 8 homers, not bad, 20 walks, and 75 strikeouts. And you know how fast he likes to work. Lefties 194, which is a good sign because they've got a lot of lefties here, with a homer. Righties 300 with 7 homers. And of the 8 homers, he's given up 5 have been solo shots, which is fine for me. Away, he's 3-4. First pitch, 9-23 with a homer. So he likes to get ahead, and they'll be ready to hit. Now, the bugaboo for him is runners in scoring position. 329. And runners in scoring position, 2 out, 433. Wow, 13 for 30. First time through, 273, then 244. And you know that Gabe Kapler gets him that third time through, 367. But I do think you've got to let these pitchers go deeper into the game and not burn the bullpen out. That'll be one of our themes we'll talk about today. Alfaro, 1 for 3. Azucar, 1 for 2. Cronenworth 2 for 4, Grisham 0 for 3, Hosmer 1 for 8, Kim 1 for 4, Machado 2 for 6, Mazzara 0 for 3. The only home run is Nola 2 for 4 with the homer. Profar, unfortunately for him, I hope the kid is better. He was 3 for 6 against Wood, but we won't see him. And Voit is 1 for 3. All right, the Padres today, they go to the kid. He was a high draft pick for them. And he is starting to come through now. Mackenzie Gore, 23 years old, 6'2", 197. He's 4-3 on the year with a .318 earned run average. The whip is fairly high, 135, so you can't get on base against him. He handcuffed the Giants the first time they saw him. 6 innings, 3 hits, a run, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, no homers there. He's been in 65 innings, 56 hits, 4 homers, excellent. 32 walks and 68 strikeouts. That's 2-1, and you like to see a little better ratio than that, so the Giants may be able to work him. We'll see how that works out. Lefties are 185, but he has trouble with his control against lefties. 12 walks, 15 strikeouts. We'll see if the lefties can get on. The righties are 246 with four homers. First time throwing a pitch, he's 8 for 24 with a home run. Now he gets tough, and this is good for a young man like that. Runners in scoring position, he is 10 for 50. That's 200. And runners in scoring position, two out, 4 for 26. So the Giants are going to have good at-bats against them. First time through, typical of a young pitcher, 198. Second time through, now you know what he's throwing, 301. So maybe that third, fourth, fifth inning, the Giants can do some damage here. If he's still in there the third time through, it's 167. Bart is 0 for 2. Imagine we'll see him today if the hand is okay. Craw 0 for 2. Flores 0 for 2. Jacques 0 for 1. Ruff 0 for 2. Slater, love to see him in the game. I really do. 0 for 2, and Yaz 1 for 2 there. It's nice having Gonzalez, Wade, and Slater. I like that as an outfield. All right, let's look at baseball today quickly. Seattle has won 7 in a row. The Orioles have won 7 in a row. How about that? Both teams have put themselves in contention as we get near this trade deadline for wild card berths. So we'll see where that ends up. They're not going to catch Houston or the Yankees. Washington and Atlanta today, Espino and Anderson. Tampa Bay at Cincinnati, Lodolo for Cincinnati. Excellent young pitcher. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee, Quintana, he is going to be traded, and Lauer. Quintana's having a nice year. Philly and St. Louis, see if St. Louis can score a run. Nelson and Palante. Cubs and Dodgers, Smiley, first start since May. Remember him, Drew Smiley? Urias goes for the Dodgers. Colorado and Arizona, we'll see Arizona starting tomorrow at Oracle. It's Marquez and Gilbert there. And a really good matchup today, maybe the best matchup around. Miami and the Mets. It's Sandy Alcantara, the best pitcher right now in the National League. And Taijuan Walker there for the New York Mets today. All right, that's a look at our Perry's preview. We've got a good game for you today. The Giants got a great game yesterday from Carlos Rodon. That's the way pitchers should pitch. It's okay. Let him go. A complete game for him. I like it. All right. More coming up. The professor joins us. We'll talk some pitching with him, among other things. Ron Wotus next, right here on the Sports Leader.